Sounds from New York. If you can make it there, you'll make it anywhere. In a sense, that is the struggle for the soul of the Occupy Wall Street movement here in New York City over the past 24 hours. But 300 were arrested as Occupy Wall Street protesters marked the movement's two-month anniversary with a so-called Day of Action. Demonstrators didn't manage to delay the opening of the New York Stock Exchange yesterday, but they did hold demonstrations on New York City's subway system, handing out leaflets before gathering for a march across the Brooklyn Bridge, which you were hearing the chanting from there. It wasn't just New York. Demonstrations were held across the country as the movement plans its next moves. Two crack reporters looking at this from a national and local perspective. The Takeaway's own Ben Johnson reported on the marches yesterday and was with the protesters all day long. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, John.
And Bob Henley's also with us, senior reporter at our co-producer WNYC. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Ben, first, take us there. If I was in those crowds yesterday, would I be seeing a cross-section of America, of New York, or just a lot of hardcore Occupy Wall Streeters?
Well, you'd be seeing a lot of people, and as you know, I've been reporting on this almost since the beginning, and Celeste has been there with me, too, down in Zuccotti Square. Last night was a different ball game. There was a huge cross-section of people, as near as I could tell, all different kinds of people. I ran into one man that I had actually seen several weeks before. He's a construction worker, and his name is Kevin Gunderson.
I'm here because I'd like to inspire in everybody else in the country a sense of ethics and morality in our economic system. Actually, I had a decent job up until 2 weeks ago, and I got laid off and paid with the rubber check. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. Hopefully, the police will remain calm, and we can have a nice, peaceful protest and walk across the bridge, hang out in the park, you know, radical things like that.
Now, Mr. Gunderson seems more hardcore with the protesters for a while, and he strikes me in that remark as having a personal need to be among the group. What images did you see that are more symbolic of maybe the national movement here?
Yeah, John, I saw, elderly couples gingerly picking their way through Foley Square. I saw families.
Foley Square, which is, of course, the federal square, much more official location filled with police and police cameras in lower Manhattan.
Yes, a lot of police cameras. There were news helicopters hovering in the air, and the Foley Square before the march began was just teeming with people. I mean, you know, I've seen people sleeping in Zuccotti Park, 200, 700 at a time. Last night was a very different scene.
And tell us about this young girl who actually seemed to be acquiring some memories that she's going to take with her for the rest of her life.
Yeah, it was actually a young boy. His name is Hollis Kolvenbach, and he was there with his two parents who basically described themselves as part of the 99%. And here's what he had to say about why he was there.
Money is a great system, but it causes a lot of problems.
Money's a great system, but it causes a lot of problems. Ben Johnson, hold there for just a moment. Bob Henley, senior reporter for our co-producer WNYC. The NYPD and law enforcement around the country have been attempting to stay ahead of some of the images that get almost instantly posted around the world. How's that been going?
Well, I think it's important to understand that yesterday in New York, there was a several-hour-long multiple actions going on. And so during the daytime, when the protesters, several hundred, attempted to obstruct business as usual on Wall Street, it was decidedly confrontational, both on the side of the crowds who did taunt police and on the side of the police who were much more likely to use their batons to keep the streets clear. By the evening, it did turn festive, and you did have this massive turnout, several thousand people, from primarily the labor movement, intergenerational and labor-dominated, certainly well-integrated, who were often working with the police. I'll give you an example. At one point, before they got into the Brooklyn Bridge, which, of course, as you know, not long ago had been the scene of a great confrontation that was difficult for the police and protesters.
Early on in the protest,
there
exactly.
was a choreographed civil disobedience where some 65 people had communicated previously to the police that they were going to choose to be arrested as an act of civil disobedience. In that setting, everybody wins in the sense that people get to make their statement and police understand what's going on. What we are seeing across the country is the willingness of people to get arrested on a scale we haven't seen since the Vietnam War.
Yet, though, Bob Henley, senior reporter for our co-producer WNYC, there is the message unmistakably to consumers and Americans and people watching around the world that the more this gets ritualized? Is the energy diffusing or is it ramping up? Let me ask Ben Johnson a question here before you respond to that, Bob. What first timers did you see? People who have clearly crossed a threshold in their own experience at the protest yesterday, Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I saw Dr. Dan O'Connell, who had come with about 12 doctors, and it seemed like it was his first time there. And this is what he had to say.
We came with a group of about a dozen doctors showing solidarity with the 99%, since we see every day both how the lack of health insurance and the poor health insurance affects people and how the poor economy affects people who don't have jobs. Part of our work as doctor has to be how the economy, how the health insurance system affects our patients every day.
You know, Ben, I got to ask you, we have seen some new things cropping up since the police raid of Zuccotti Park. One is chants and messages specifically from Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and also this focus on the amount of police overtime, $6 million or so spent in New York so far connected to the protests.
Yeah, that's right, Celeste. And there were a lot of chants last night, as you probably know, and as Bob knows, there was a large sort of influx of students yesterday. That was part of the planned action. Students joined the protesters in the late afternoon, and they had a lot of words that I won't repeat on the air for Mayor Michael Bloomberg. And so there was, you know, there were a lot of people sounding unhappy with the way that, you know, protesters had clashed with police.
I talked to a number of drivers early this morning who said that they were all over this Philadelphia cop who showed up and got arrested at the demonstration yesterday. Bob Henley, is Mayor Bloomberg really the enemy here? It seems to me one of the themes of this protest is not being able to find someone to hang all of this anger and frustration on, Bob.
I think that what happened was that actually people who were involved with the day-to-day organizing of Zuccotti Park will tell you they were relieved in the sense that they had an ongoing problem with homeless folks, with mental health issues, who they were trying to minister to and help that became difficult for them to manage. They are at a crossroads now, but here, as long as we have headlines, John and Celeste, you know, like tax, spat, stymies, debt panel, the people have an opening here, because where is the leadership? I think the president's out of town, right, John?
That's right. He's over in Asia, where the money is.
I'd Bob rather Henley, be in Burma, too.
Senior reporter for our co-producer, WNYC, and Ben Johnson, Takeaway Digital Editor. You can see his pictures from last night's protest at thetakeaway.org. We take you out with some of the sounds from those protests yesterday.